Anyways, we'll keep trying to answer some questions right now. Let's go to our next guest.
Let's do it.
Yeah, baby, that's about right. It's like a roller coaster ride when he comes on. And funny, because one of the questions or one of the comments on the chat board this morning was, I could hardly wait to hear you and Sean Kelly back on the show again. Good morning, Mr. Kelly. How are you?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Oh, if we were any better, there'd have to be two of me. How's that?
Oh, there's two of you there, though.
Was two of us. Well, but we're isolated, though. We have no contact with each other.
Well, we never have contact with each other anyways because this glass is always there.
No, I know, but sometimes during the show and after the show, we do get together. And,
that's true.
But now that's taboo.
Yeah, we're like not even talking anymore. We're going home and see you yep. Next Saturday.
That's right. But enough about us. Let's talk about you. How are you dealing with this strange place that we're all in?
Well, it is a strange place, isn't it? But for me, my life is pretty much the same as it always has been. In fact, we spoke a couple weeks ago. We're still in business in the sense of being a required service for our community. And, the only thing really has changed for me, two big things, is number one, is that I don't get to go and see my grandkids. And number two, I don't see my wife much either because she's working 12-hour shifts at a nursing home in Toronto. So other than that, it's same old.
All right, so you're in the food preparation business. One of the questions that I've got, and you might be able to help me, you know, we take all of these precautions. We've gone into self-isolation. We're social distancing. We're doing all of these things, right? But our food sources, how are they... How are folks dealing with the food that we're consuming these days? Has anything changed, I guess is what I'm asking.
I don't think anything's changed other than the fact that everybody's eating alone. Even up here, once everything got settled down, all the restaurants have reopened for takeout, which is, I guess it's a requirement by them because otherwise they're going to go out of business. So they've opened up for pickup at instead of drive-through, pickup at the door. If you want to cook, I think a lot of people after this length of time are not used to cooking every single meal for themselves. So they're looking for that little bit of an outlet to get stuff other ways. But also, one thing I find really interesting, we're trying to expand our stores. We have been for the last few months, and that is trying to buy smaller bits of equipment for freezers and fridges and stuff like that to bring in more inventory. Man, go online, try and find some. They're very hard to find. Most people have bought out all used freezers and things like that, so they've stocked up their homes with food. Again, there's still lineups. I see everything here on Facebook about all the stores in Toronto, people, you know, lined up outside the door to get food. So I guess a lot of people are planning for a long, long hoedown here, but if this thing, we come out of this pretty quick, a lot of people are going to have a lot of food in their freezers for a lot of years.
Well, that's a great point. You know, I never looked at it that way, but you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. All the people who have been hoarding, for example, and, you know, at the onset of this whole pandemic talk, there were people out there hoarding everything, you know, of course, obviously from toilet paper to soup and whatnot. I mean, what's going to happen to all that stuff? What are people going to do? All of a sudden, we're going to see eBay and Kijiji with ads for soup and stuff. I mean, I can only imagine.
I got a question for you, though. I mean, we're like right now, for example, it's getting to the point now, if you don't have a credit card, you can't even buy anything, okay, in a lot of places, okay? Right?
Wow.
What happens to our lower-income people that don't have credit cards? What's going to happen to them? What happens to the guy down the street here who's unemployed, has no money, but is a fisherman, and he's hungry today and he wants to go through a line out there? We're gonna stop him. We're going to fine him for doing so. These people downtown Toronto are going to fine these people $5,000. If you're walking the streets of Toronto right now and you're homeless, And you're going to fine this guy $5,000. We've got to put some common sense into some of this stuff that we're talking about. We're, you know, we're talking about the elite here. We're not talking about these poor people that barely made it by before this all happened.
Well, you're making a lot of assumptions there, though, are you not?
Well, what assumptions am I making? I don't have a credit card, Ange.
No, you're assuming that there's somebody walking around with a big stick and anybody who's homeless.
Did you not hear it yesterday? John Tory said that's exactly what's going to happen. They're taking it very, very serious. Same as I say here right now. We talked about that they're closing the boat ramps. They've closed, put little guardrails all on the access to the water around here. So these people, the government people that are still getting paid, they're the ones walking around with a big stick. And they've got to justify their existence. We better start looking at this as a common sense thing as well. Why, for example, okay, go ahead.
Where do you draw the line with that sort of thinking, though? You do know that we're in the middle of a global crisis, right? Well,
yes.
Common sense, but at some point you have to also, you know, we have a common good that we have to concern ourselves with. And sometimes when
you're... Right, so give me a solution then. I don't have a credit card, okay? I don't own a credit card. And I have cash in my pocket. I want to go buy food or groceries or anything. They won't accept it. What am I going to do?
That's a great point. You know what? That's one of those things I had absolutely never thought of. But you're 110% right. I wonder, though, how many people are in that position. Because to me, I would think that today, and I could be wrong, very naive of me, but I would think that a credit card today for most folks is just a foregone conclusion.
You'd be surprised. And on top of that, what happens next month when people can't pay their credit cards and their credit cards are suspended? And then becomes a growing problem at 27% interest.
I saw this morning, and I'm only laughing, and I shouldn't, because there's nothing funny about the situation we're in. But, you know, sometimes taking a different approach to things makes it a little more acceptable. I saw that all of the banks got together, and they are now running these big full-page ads in the national newspapers and publications. Telling folks that, hey, we got you covered. We're good. We got you covered. Don't worry. We're here for you. So, and I had to laugh. I had to laugh because it is funny. But
the banks are trying to get it so your tap limit goes from $100 up to $250 in order to save time and efforts at the front of the thing. The banks, when this is all said and done, they're going to act like your friends today, but in 6 months from now, they're going to be all over you. Just be careful who you know, which devil you choose.
Yeah, no kidding. Anyways, sit tight for a couple of minutes, will you, my friend? We've got to take a quick break. I got to try and sell something. Although these days that's getting near impossible. One of the guests on our chat, by the way, we have an open chat line that we'd like all of you to join in on. It's at fishingcanada.com. At the top of the page, you'll see an option for chat or live chat. I think
chat room.
There you go. Sorry, Stephen. Please.
Saying it all show.
chat room, and click that button. It'll take you to a live chat page where you can actually interact with us as we do this show. One of the guests, a guest number, and by the way, give us your name, your first name, rather than just guest number 8805. So guest 8805 says, one day I'd like to hear Mike Burris as a guest. So... Now, you don't know Mike Burris. None of you will, other than myself. So, obviously, this person is somebody that I know. More journal after this. I should dare go away.
Let's do it.
Welcome back to the program, Outdoor Journal on Sportsnet 590, The Fan. I'm Angelo Viola. He is Stephen Labadie. We have Derek Randeo and the man behind that beautiful little piece of entertaining musical bumper, the man himself, Sean Kelly.
I missed that bumper.
Oh, well, you're not missing it now, are you?
In the dump report. That's one of my two favorite bumpers I've created.
Not missing
the
it right now.
The dumps are closed, Steve.
The dumps are closed.
Exactly. So I can't play it.
By the way, I do want to apologize to the listenership out there who have been trying to frantically get on our chat room. Apparently, we did not know this, so we will fix this moving forward. We have a maximum, a limit of any at any given time of number of people who are on that site, and we exceeded it this morning as soon as we threw open the line. So my apologies if you didn't, if you weren't able to, or if you're not able to right now. Keep trying, but my apologies go out to you in advance. We want to talk to you. We want to communicate with you. Just bear with us.
If you can't get on the chat, you can always text us at 590-590. Don't forget to say where you're listening from and your name, and we'll get out on here too.
So that's 590-590. Yep,
on your cell
phone.
And that's,
there you go.
Say what's
happening. Didn't I tell you guys that last week or 2 weeks ago?
What's that?
That what? As soon as I get on here, you blow up. Your ratings would blow up.
Oh, right, right. No. I forgot.
No, you're absolutely right. It was the beginning of the show.
By the way, the Mike Burris point that I made earlier, just before we went to that break, Mike is an old fishing buddy of Peter Bowman and myself. And that's probably Mike on the line saying, you should have me as a guest. Anyways, I got one in from one of our guests is from Little Cayman, Sean. Imagine that.
Oh, great.
I wonder who that would be. It says, hello, Angelo. It's good to hear Sean Kelly back on the show. And it's always good to listen to Outdoor Journal Radio 2. Tell Sean hi from Little Cayman. That's Mark.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
We have listeners everywhere,
man. I can't wait to see him. I've never said this so emotionally in my life. I can't wait to see him as long as he's somewhere warm.
Yeah, no kidding. Whenever that will be, who knows, right?
That's right. That's right. Well, I can isolate down there just as well as in the cold, can't I?
You can do anything you want, my friend. Don't ever let anybody tell you different. Okay. What's going on in the meat business? So people, don't even answer that. Let me just give you a better segue. I would imagine that e-commerce for food right now, it's an all-time high.
E-commerce for everything. You know, did you hear about the gentleman in Michigan that worked for Amazon that quit the other day?
No.
He quit because he said, this is insane. We have to work too close together, and we're shipping non-essential items all over America. Why can't we put some limits on this or some controls on this? I have no problem shipping food, but dildos is out of the question.
No kidding. I didn't see that. Oh, my God.
No, it's true. Because the people are at home. They're bored out of their mind. They're ordering everything on thing.
Right.
So Amazon is busier than it's ever been, yet they're shipping non-essential crap instead of the food.
And he's saying that that's taking up time and space when we should be concerned with essentials.
Doing essential items like meat.
What?
Yeah.
Well, okay, but that could be
essential. Sitting here, for example.
Yeah. Go ahead.
When we're sitting here, for example, here, I get emails from people and local people, again, that go on our website, send us an email, this is what I would like, and I'll come by and pick it up in a half an hour, tell me whenever it's ready. So it's so simple, especially in a small community like this. We don't have any stoplights, you know, so you're able. There's no big rush. Buy what you need for the next couple of days, you know. I would also suggest to people that to buy some prepared foods, too, because, again, I thought of this myself the other day. If you do come down with something, it doesn't even have to be this disease. It could be anything. And you're not up to cooking for 2 or 3 days, have something you can just throw in the oven that you don't have to do from scratch. That's what should be in your freezer. The other stuff should be in your fridge. If you're feeling good and you're cooking, cook from scratch, do whatever there, but put that stuff in your freezer for if you do get knocked down with the flu or a virus or something, right? Don't hoard stuff that you don't need.
Wow, I never thought I'd hear that message coming from you. Prepared foods from Sean Kelly? A message from Sean Kelly? That's
I'm
great,
talking
man.
Good prepared foods. Oh. Like we local bakery here makes soup for us, and we give him our meat. He makes us soup. We put it in our freezer. He makes us lasagnas. He makes us shepherd's pie, things like that that somebody's making from scratch locally. But, again, I'm not saying, and you've got a lot of time in your hand. You don't need to be shoving all that stuff in the oven. But, Ange, if you do get down under the weather, same, like I've got my mother at home. She's 94 years old. She's not cooking from scratch every meal. If she doesn't cook, she won't eat. So, same thing. If you get sick and you're out for a couple of days, have something in that freezer that you can pop in there, as well as you know, essential supplies that you need in the house. Everything
that
else, if
sense.
You're feeling good, go out once a day. Go do your shopping.
right.
Well, I bought some venison stew from you, Sean, a long time ago, and it was in my freezer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, ah, today I'm going to make a venison stew. So I searched up online how to make a venison stew, and I made a venison stew, and I'm eating it, and it's freaking amazing.
I'm assuming you went to fishingcanada.com for that recipe.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Oh, okay, good.
Yeah.
All right. Just checking.
Yeah.
All right. Where else did you go?
Exactly. By the way, one of
you
our
go to Radio World, for God's sakes.
No, don't get Jack all riled up now. Come on, he's kind of laid back.
Jack got me riled up. You Jack's got too much time on his hands. When Jack sends you a text at 9 o'clock at night,
yeah.
Don't read it.
There's a surprise. Guest number 8805 says Gord Parks, Hay Bay, Napanee. So maybe that's in code, but. I'm assuming he's saying that Gord Parks boat launch is open in Hay Bay in Napanee. And then we have guest number 9417 says, if I won the 2.5 Mercury, I would hang it on my wall. What a great trophy piece that would be. Okay, that's good. I'm into that. And then Little Cayman is back saying that all of the Cayman Islands are under curfew and lockdown. No international flights in or out since March 22nd. Tell Sean he's going to have to swim here if he wants to join us. There you go. Oh, good Lord. Anyways, I think what we're going to do next week, you know, because you just gave me an idea, Sean, but why don't we come up with something each week that folks can prepare with maybe things that they may have already in the house. Simple little preparation, little recipes, something that we can talk about preparing while they're in lockdown. How's that?
Okay, that sounds great. You know what they should do as a contest?
Yeah.
Open their fridge, take a picture, send it to Steve, and we'll pick one fridge and we'll create a recipe and then give them a $200 gift certificate for the winner.
Okay, there you go. So that's what we're going to do. So starting right now, what we are doing is soliciting a picture of the inside of your fridge, just a picture of the inside of your fridge. You're going to send us that. Sean is going to analyze it. He's going to pick one each week, and he is going to prepare something that is in that picture. The ingredients are in that picture. He's going to come up with a recipe for whatever he sees in that winning image. And you're going to win $200 worth of goodies from Black Angus, and he's going to send it to you via e-commerce, whatever, however you send it.
And, of course, anybody that's got game meat in their fridge has probably got a running start with a winning, right?
No, that's right, because you're going to pick the picture that gives you the best opportunity to look like a hero, right? You're not, like if somebody sends a picture of a can of pickles and some mustard and ketchup, you're not going to pick that image, right?
No, it's probably not. No, I'll just feel sorry for them.
Right, exactly.
I'll say you should have gone shopping before this hit.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, my friend. Where can folks find you these days? How can they reach you? How can they get in contact with you?
SeanKelly939@gmail.com. Okay, that's
Sean
the start.
Kelly.
Also,
all right.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
939@gmail.com. Go to my Facebook page, which is just Sean Kelly. I've got about 4,000 followers. We're putting pictures and recipes out there as well, giving everybody an idea of what we have in stock. And it's a lot of fun, Ange, doing one thing well instead of 10 things poorly.
Hear, hear. I agree with you 100%. Great to have you back, my friend. And we will talk to you next week. Hopefully we'll have some pictures that you could choose from.
Well, before,
yeah,
send
hope
it to
so.
radio@odjradio.com. Send the...
Oh.
Yeah,
because
you guys didn't tell us where
Jack
the hell to send it to.
If Jack sends something, boys, if Jack sends a picture, do not accept it. It will not be good.
Do not open it. Where are they sending the pictures?
radio@odjradio.com. That's a email. To send an email or just tweet us.
radio@odjradio.com
yes.
is where you send the picture of the inside of your refrigerator. Sean Kelly will pick one of you per week, and that person that is chosen will not only hear a wonderful recipe on air that Sean will create from your fridge picture, but you'll also get $200 worth of goodies from, I'm assuming, of meat that Sean will ship to you to your home. Thank you, my friend, and we will talk to you next Saturday.
Take care, boys.
Sean Kelly, formerly of Black Angus Fine Meats and Game, now Sean Kelly.